They dropped off their suitcases in the rooms they'd been assigned in NIU's new residence hall, packed with everything they'd need for 3 nights away from home. They ate dinner together in the cafeteria, and then it was time to get to work.
Amy Zapata, teach in Elgin, live in Elgin, yada yada.
I'm Beverly Britton, I live and teach in Elgin.
About 60 teachers and administrators from the DeKalb and Elgin school districts introduced themselves to each other and the three professors who would guide them through social justice summer camp.
We will talk about race, we'll talk about socioeconomic class, we'll talk about gender, we'll talk about gender identity, we'll talk about disabilities.
It was Joseph Flynn's idea, and his College of Education colleagues James Cohen and Mike Mandarino enthusiastically signed on.
This isn't a let's sit around and bash white people for 4 days activity. That doesn't mean that various identities that are privileged won't be challenged, because they have to be, but that challenge comes with a lot of research and a lot of historical analysis, as well as a lot of best practices and how to deal with those issues in classrooms today.
But these are heavy subjects for children. Should teachers really be expected to talk about race, gender identity, and socioeconomics to kids?
When we decide to withhold this kind of instruction from them and wait till talk about social justice issues when they're in college, the ship is pretty much sailed already.
James Cohen is a bilingual education professor. He says another important aspect to social justice camp is that it's not just classroom teachers attending. They brought along their school administrators.
So this is ideal, right? And they're spending their days literally from 8 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock at night, watching films, discussing, participating in group work. I mean, it's really quite wonderful.
Cohen says right from the camp start, he knew they would have to commit to continuing it.
This work is so important because there are so many families, students and their families, who don't have people advocating for them. And because they don't have the social or cultural capital or linguistic capital to be able to advocate for themselves.
Joseph Flynn says these can be really uncomfortable discussions.
But if you're a kid in a classroom and you're having struggles that are based on your identity, that's a hard question to ask. You know, it's a pretty insensitive question to ask. So for folks out there that think that all this stuff is just a bunch of liberal hogwash, I can respect that, but I respectfully also say that you're absolutely wrong.
The camp isn't without its detractors. A number of conservative-leaning websites shared stories about it, with comments ranging from mockery to threats. That message was even more direct for James Cohen.
I got an email saying that I was just a typical white racist professor teaching teachers to be racist also. And obviously the person who emailed me that doesn't know what he's talking about, or she doesn't know what he's talking about. You know, how do we deal with these institutional and structural systems that are in place to favor certain people over others? How to make education more equitable? That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about individual racism, really. We're talking about institutional, structural racism. That's an issue. And if people don't want to buy into that, well, they have their head in the sand, to be frank.
Social justice summer campers heard from education experts, activists, and colleagues. They watched and discussed powerful films together each night. They even had the tables flipped on them one afternoon and learned from high school students. Three members of DeKalb High School's Gay Straight Alliance told the teachers their stories, what it was like to be bullied, what it was like to feel alone and unsupported, and they gave them tips to help their own students. Leslie Calderon teaches fifth grade in Elgin.
The kids really in fifth grade really do probably know what they're talking about and where they're going with this. And so I guess I really just need to accept that they can make those decisions that early in their lifetime.
Calderon says the students were brave and honest and taught her that every student needs to be treated with respect. For the final day of social justice summer camp, campers had to answer the question, now what are you going to do?
I'm ready to begin to have those courageous conversations.
Advocating, supporting our colleagues, just being strong. Silence is not an option.
DeKalb school district members huddled and brainstormed. They discussed yard signs, a film series, curriculum tune-ups, and mission statements. Tyler Elementary teacher Alvina Ivy says they'll support their students and their families to the best of their abilities. But does Ivy think all this time and effort's needed in the classroom?
Yes. Yes. And yes. It is the right thing. It's the ethical thing. It's the moral thing to do.
Professor and camp co-leader Mike Mandarino says campers are leaving wanting more.
What we can do is continue to create spaces to have these dialogues. And so how do we think about not just thinking about this as a camp, but how do we support this then in September, October, February?
Flynn says above all, people need to remember that teachers play a role in our society with some strong obligations.
People out there really need to understand it's not that this is all just trying to push a liberal agenda. Some of this is law. You know, it's our responsibility to take care of the children that come into our classes. And we can't teach them effectively if we're dismissing parts of who they are or not paying attention to when they're being bullied for various reasons or they don't have access to certain resources. We have to take care of that. So when we talk about social justice, we're not trying to make this a political issue. This is an educational and pedagogical issue. And if we don't attend to these ideas, then we're shortchanging your children all the way around.
I'm Susan Stevens, WNIJ News.